about traveling. How was it to travel with the team and go from to the different cities?
Yeah, now that was a problem because sometimes, you know, we might play a ball game in the Catskill Mountains of New York, and the next day we'd be playing in Columbus, Ohio. You know, I mean, we had a lot of overnight trips, you know, where you'd sleep under, more or less in the bus or whatever, mm-hmm. and get to the next city.
Mm-hmm. So you'd have to sleep on the bus. Would you be able to stay, go to any hotels, or would you make arrangements, would the team make arrangements for you to stay at other families' homes?
Well, we stayed in families' homes. We stayed in a lot of up north boarding houses, but no hotels, unless it was a black hotel. Because mm-hmm. like in Detroit, they had, you know, black hotels. Chicago, we had black hotels, but you didn't stay in no white hotel. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you had to sleep in the bus overnight, like in Tampa, Florida. That was quite an experience. We was there for 2 days, I'll never forget it. And I think one of the Major League Ball Clubs had their spring training there, and we got to clean up and everything, because in Tampa, we had to stay in the bus for 2 days, you know, and sleep. And we'd go to the bus station to clean up, and we had to go to the grocery store to get something to eat. You know, one guy would buy bread, another guy would buy lunch meat, somebody might buy this salad dressing. And I'll never forget that experience, because we wanted to take a shower and everything, you know. Well, after the game, they turned the hot water off on us. I'll never forget that. And that was, yeah.